Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Australian counterpart Richard Marles to co-chair the second India-Australia Defence Minister's Dialogue in New Delhi today. India-Bangladesh Biannual Director General Level Border Talks to be held in New Delhi from 8th to 11th of June. Colombia presidential election heads to runoff as no candidate wins more than 50% votes. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru wins second consecutive IPL title, beating Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets in a final match at Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi today. The talks will be held on further strengthening the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, will come up for discussions during the talks. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called on the visiting dignitary in New Delhi yesterday evening. President Hlaing also addressed Myanmar-India Business Forum. The Myanmar president will also travel to Mumbai tomorrow for business and industry interactions and site visits. We have a report.
The president of Myanmar will meet President Draupadi Murmu today evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He is also scheduled to visit to the Light and the Lotus relics of the Awakened One exhibition at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in the national capital. The exhibition is showcasing the sacred Piprahava relics associated with Lord Buddha along with significant associated antiquities. Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's Neighborhood First, Act East and Mahasagar policies. The official visit of the President of Myanmar to India is expected to further strengthen and deepen the multifaceted relations between the two countries. With Suparna, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles will co-chair the second India-Australia Defence Minister's Dialogue in New Delhi today. The Minister of Defence said that during the dialogue, discussions would focus on strengthening defence and security cooperation, enhancing military interoperability and industry collaboration, including co-development and co-production opportunities. India and Bangladesh will hold the biannual director-general-level border talks in New Delhi from the 8th to 11th of June, marking the first such meeting since the BNP-led government assumed office in Dhaka earlier this year. The Bangladeshi delegation will be led by Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB Director General Major General Mohammad Ashrafuzzaman Siddiqui, while the Indian side will be headed by Border Security Force BSF Director General Praveen Kumar. According to officials in both countries, border fencing, illegal migration, cross-border crimes and alleged border killings are expected to dominate the discussions. Health Agency of African Union, Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has welcomed the emergency diagnostics, therapeutics and medical supplies provided by the Government of India to support the ongoing Ebola response. The supplies were delivered through Africa CDC's Eastern Regional Coordinating Center in Uganda and mobilized to support response efforts in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. CDC has thanked the government and the people of India for their solidarity with Africa. Nepal's ruling Rashtra Swatantrata Party President Rabi Lamichhane is embarking on a five-day visit to India beginning today. Mr. Lamichhane is visiting India at the invitation of BJP National President Nitin Naveen and will hold high-level political and diplomatic meetings in New Delhi, including with the top leadership of the BJP. He will also meet the Nepali community and party well-wishers in India alongside a personal trip to Ayodhya. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Holy relics of Arhat Sariputra and Arhat Mahamoggallana were ceremonially enshrined at the Gandan Tegchenling Monastery in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, on the occasion of the Buddha Purnima 2026. Arhat Sariputra and Arhat Mahamoggallana are the two chief disciples of Lord Buddha. The Union Minister of Culture stated that the relics have been brought from India for a 10-day exposition until the 10th of June. The exposition was inaugurated in the presence of Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and the Ambassador of India to Mongolia, Atul Malhari Kotsarv. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the exposition during the Mongolian President Ukhnagin Khurelsukh's visit to India in October last year. A severe thunderstorm in Pakistan caused major power outages across Lahore, Kasur and Shekhupura, leaving major swathes of the population in complete darkness for hours after nearly 300 electricity feeders failed. According to media reports, strong winds, heavy rain and hailstorms damaged electric poles, transformers, cables and other power infrastructure, leaving many areas without electricity for several hours. The prolonged outages triggered widespread public anger over the incompetence of utility managers. Residents expressed frustration over delayed responses from the electric supply company. The systemic collapse was not isolated to a few pockets, but paralyzed nearly the entire provincial capital. The preliminary official results of the presidential election in Colombia showed that the polls headed to a runoff. Early polling suggests that the right-wing De La Espriella came top in the voting, followed closely by the left-wing senator Ivan Cepeda. Although no candidate achieved more than 50% of the vote to win outright majority, making a runoff vote likely on the 21st of this month. The vote comes after months of political tension, including disputes between left-wing President Gustavo Petro and U.S. President Donald Trump over drug trafficking and foreign influence in the region. Colombia's constitution prevents Petro from running again, so he has backed Ivan Cepeda as his successor. The main challengers are right-wing candidate Abelardo de la Espriella and conservative Paloma Valencia. The election has taken place amid ongoing political violence, including the killing of a candidate last year. The result is expected to shape Colombia's approach to security, drug trafficking and relations with the United States. In cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the second consecutive IPL title, beating Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets in the final match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. BCCI President Mithun Manhas and Secretary Devajit Saikia presented the coveted IPL 2026 trophy to RCB captain Rajat Patidar. We have more from a correspondent.
For a second time running, Royal Challengers Bengaluru back-to-back winners of the Tata IPL.
The dream of every RCB fan came true last night when Virat Kohli hit the ball outside the fence for a 6 to finish the match in style. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by Gujarat Titans, the men in red and gold comfortably overhauled the winning mark, riding on Virat Kohli's unbeaten 75 runs of just 42 balls. He was also adjudged player of the match.
I've thought of this moment many times that, you know, once when we win the IPL, I should be standing there hitting the winning runs, and tonight it was possible. So, yeah, just a dream day for us.
Earlier, after being invited to bat first, Gujarat Titans managed to score only 155 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. Washington Sundar was their top scorer with unbeaten 50 runs. RCB bowlers completely dominated 22 yards as Rasik Salamdar bagged 3 wickets, while Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Josh Hazlewood each bagged 2 wickets. In the post-match presentation, 15-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi of Rajasthan Royals won the orange cap on becoming highest run getter in this season. Moreover, the young sensation also won the Most Valuable Player award and the Emerging Player of the Season title. On the other hand, Kagiso Rabada of Gujarat Titans won the purple cap for claiming highest number of wickets this season. So now, before we close this report, let's listen to what RCB skipper Rajat Patidar said after retaining the IPL title.
So this one is for you again, RCB fans. Ee salanu cup namdu.
With this, a phenomenal IPL season comes to an end. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Australian counterpart Richard Marles to co-chair the second India-Australia Defence Minister's Dialogue in New Delhi today. India-Bangladesh Biennial Director General Level Border Talks to be held in New Delhi from 8th to 11th of June. Colombia presidential election heads to runoff as no candidate wins more than 50% votes. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru wins second consecutive IPL title, beating Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets in the final match at Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.